all admitted, a literal Soviet/Nazi amalgamation with an overlay of a high-tech control grid. And the globalists know you don't read their policy reports. I do. And they say they're going to do this to you. And a lot of people in the system know this is true now, but out of fear have decided to join this. David Icke, we're not just dealing with ignorant people in self-denial and in willful ignorance because they're subconsciously afraid of the truth, because everybody knows the truth. Everybody listening to me knows this is true. In your guts, in your soul, and then the facts, when you look at it intellectually, it's true. At every level of your mind and soul, you know it's true. You can try to deny it, but many people I found, David, decide to join this because they are afraid of it, because they think they'll be safe. What would you say to those millions of people who know this is true but have decided to join it, David?
Well, first of all, you're absolutely right. The four-letter word that is behind all this is fear. It's fear of terrorist attack. It's fear of this, fear of that. Once you're in fear, they got you. Because people who are in fear of something invariably look outside of themselves for someone to protect them from what they've been manipulated to fear. So fear is what they want to get us in. And they do not understand, because of their mentality, people who are not in fear. And so they can't understand mavericks. They can't work them out. They don't know how to deal with them. People who will say things fearlessly because, you know, these different levels of this Illuminati are terrified of each other because of the consequences from the level above of not doing what they're told to do. So they are an edifice, a pyramid of fear, which uses fear to manipulate the global population. What I would say to people who think that through fear they'll join them and that'll be fine is they'll use you for as long as necessary, and then you'll be in the camps as well. Because, they use the people that are useful to them for as long as they're useful to them. And then they'll just become surplus to requirements and become the same as everyone else.
Well, David?
They see the global population that are not really, really on the inside of this as cattle and to be used and abused as necessary.
Well,
and
David,
many people have found this already, never mind what they're going to find in the future.
Well, David, that's just history. And an example is they've now not charged one but three different people in Iraq and Afghanistan, torture masters they hired to go over there. They're now charging them with the Patriot Act so they can't speak out and can't have public trials and can't have lawyers, so they can't say, hey, I was ordered to do this.
Well, this is the point, Alex. What they do is use people for as long as possible, as long as necessary, and then if it suits them to do something else, they'll do the opposite. The key is this, the agenda. But people say that this whole thing's a conspiracy.
Well, tell you what, stay there. We got a break again. Second hour coming up. We'll continue with this discussion of fear-based mind control.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we're into hour number two. From Los Angeles to Providence, Rhode Island, from Austin, Texas to Kansas City, Missouri. I'm Alex Jones, your host. The websites are PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com. DavidIcke.com is the website of our guest, David Icke, and your calls are coming up early in this hour. We're going to have David for a whole other hour and a half. Honored to have him. Just got back from a record crowd in L.A., 3,000 people there to hear him speak. So much of what David has talked about, and I've talked about, and others have talked about, is now mainstream news in your face, discussions of suspending the election, martial law being good. When they start announcing it, it means they're planning to carry it out. How do we stop them? We'll answer that question coming up later, but talking about fear, once you let fear pass over you and through you and put it in God's hands and commit yourself to not, you know, the instinctive fear is still there. You just, I mean, it actually gives me a warming effect. I'm just not worried about it because I realize intellectually and spiritually that fighting evil is the only course. When you give in to it, it gets bigger and bigger and worse. It's a fraud. It's a con game that cowering to it keeps you safe. And a lot of you deep down know this is true, so you've decided to try to join it or go along with it, and that's ensuring it wins. You're truly alive once you commit yourself to doing the right thing and getting past your fear and move into action. David Icke, can you speak to that?
Well, what I would say to people is when you come to the end of this little journey on Earth, when you look back at your life, how will you feel about yourself? Will you feel good that you kept your head down and your mouth shut because you allowed a few crackpots to frighten you into submission and subservience? Will that make you feel good about what you've done? Or will you feel good if you know that you didn't succumb to fear? You let justice be the guide for what you did and didn't do and what you did say and didn't say. And that you stood up and campaigned for justice for all people and freedom for all people. I mean, the question is, has an obvious answer. But, are we going to go through our lives and then be desperately disappointed about what we've done, or are we going to be really, really, you know, delighted with the way we reacted? That's the fork in the road I talked about earlier. We can keep our heads down and we can be good citizens of the global fascist Orwellian state. It might save us from a few knocks on the door that other people get and all that stuff in the long term. Or we can go down the other road and make sure there are no knocks on the door for anyone by exposing this. And that's what we need to do. Get the information that it exists out to vast numbers of people, because it is the secrecy, the non-awareness through this period that this whole stuff is going on that has allowed it to reach this stage. We now have an opportunity to inform people, because at the peak of this pyramid of manipulation, there are a tiny number of people, tiny compared with the global population. They can only do this to us if we acquiesce with the building of our own prisons. And that's what we've been doing. Now we have the opportunity, and we can't claim ignorance any longer, to actually start dismantling these prisons and start reaching a point where these tiny few are no longer dictating the lives of billions. And that means letting go of fear. And I'll say this from my own experience. Fearing something is far more an ordeal, far more terrifying than actually doing it. People say to me, "Oh, you must have lots of courage doing what you're doing." Why? I'm just doing what I believe to be right, without fear of the consequences. That doesn't take courage. Courage is to overcome fear. When you don't have fear, you don't need courage to overcome it. You know, and doing it is so much easier than thinking about it. I mean, look at you, what you're doing, what I'm doing, what so many other people around
me
are doing.
We got a break, David. We'll be right back on the other side of this quick break. We'll continue to get into the news and then your calls. I'm Alex Jones interviewing David Icke, July 12th.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, 8 minutes and 25 seconds into this second hour. I'm Alex Jones, and your host. David Icke is our guest. His website's davidicke.com. Talk about some of his books and materials later in this hour. I know that Paul and Tim and Charles and Greg and Randy and many others are patiently holding. Your calls are coming up here in this hour, back by the next segment. But there's a lot I want to talk about with David Icke. David, it's important that we discuss the false left-right paradigm, or this false bipolar world. They give us the illusion internationally that it's America versus Russia, or now the EU versus the American Union, or Bush versus Kerry. But then even a cursory view shows that there's no real separation, but they need to give us that illusion of separation to get us psychologically to put ourselves mentally into one of the two camps to then freeze out any debate. And an example of this is, 3 or 4 years ago, I saw globalist think tank white papers that are, you know, declassified public stuff, where they say, look, the people are waking up that there's a world government. So we've got to give them a fake choice. They even say this, and this is in my film Police State 3, the documents. We need to give them a choice between a liberal world government and a conservative world government. And so America goes in as the bad cop, kind of like the Soviets were in the last half of the last century. We go in, take things over. The EU and Europe chastises us. Our leaders get caught as liars, get punished. But then the holdings, the sovereign countries that are gobbled up by the globalists, stay within the system. It's like Kerry and Edwards, and Edwards was just at the Bilderberg Group getting anointed, and even the New York Times admitted that. They're for the war. They're for the Pan-American Union. They're for the EU. They're for a domestic CIA. There's no difference in action, just in rhetoric. Can you speak to that and how to get people out of this tribal Republican, Democrat, Tory, Labor, EU, U.S. mentality? How do we get people past that to a freedom versus slavery paradigm?
Well, I think a lot of people are past it without realizing it, because the number of times you hear people say, it doesn't matter who gets in, nothing changes. Exactly. So let's take that a stage further and ask the question, why, no matter who gets in, does nothing change, except that you quite rightly say the rhetoric. It's because when you are in a one-party state, and you know you're in a one-party state, then you can see the bars on the prison cell, and therefore you feel the need to get out of the cell. If you sit there and you can't see the bars, which is what this Illuminati want, then you'll sit there not realizing you're in a prison cell. You'll have the illusion that any time you choose, you could go wherever you like, because you can't see the bars. The bars only hit you, when you try to go past them, and then you realize they're there. So keep your head down, keep your mouth shut, you can have the illusion of freedom. Try to express real freedom, and suddenly you'll see the bars. And so to overcome this obvious one-party state, once you look at it, they have to give us the illusion of choice. And so what you have, and when you look at governments and elections, it always goes the same way. Most countries have two, maybe three parties that can form a government with any chance, usually two. If you take the American or the British version, it's definitely two. So what they do, the party that is in power has the chance to change through legislation society to advance the agenda for the Orwellian state. So it does so. The party in opposition at that time does not have the power to do that, so it opposes the party doing it through rhetoric. And so, hey, they're for something, they're against it. Then eventually we have this farce called an election in which the parties change sides. Now the party that was in opposition now has the opportunity to change society through legislation and advance the Orwellian state. So it does so. And it does things that in opposition it said it would never do and was supposedly against. The party that was introducing the Orwellian state in government is now the opposition, does not have the power to do so, so it now opposes that other party that is bringing in the Orwellian state. So you have this and other policies too. So this is why, as people who say nothing ever changes no matter who gets in have seen, that the common denominator is whichever party's in power advances the agenda. And this is why, again and again, you'll see parties come into government and then do the opposite of what they said they would do, and indeed do what they opposed in opposition. And it's all a sleight of hand
to
constantly give us the illusion of choice and hide the one-party state. But this now, we're reaching a point where people are seeing it. And what more blatant example can you have than Kerry and Bush, members of the Skull and Bone Society, as we discussed earlier?
Okay, so now understand, folks, a rat will be in a maze, and as long as it has lots of twists and turns and multi-levels, he thinks that's his entire universe. He thinks he has choices, but they're false choices. And so they'll put Bush up there to do all this evil stuff. Then we run out the escape hatch, you know, this doorway that says exit to Kerry, and it's right into the cat's mouth, right into the jaws of the tiger. So again, it's left and right hands on this ogre's, you know, this one-eyed cyclopsian New World Order system. And so by seeing that paradigm, by getting outside the rat maze, that's how we get